Tubing, written by K.A. McKinney and read by Elizabeth Miles.
1. She stood with her back against the toilet door. She could see her reflection in the mirrored tiles on the back wall above the cistern. Mascara and eyeliner stained her cheeks. Her hair fared no better. A halo of frizz had formed around the crown, while the rest lay lank on her shoulders. Pressure built in her nose and throat until tears were rolling down her cheeks again.
Polly?
She held her breath.
You in there?
The door pushed against her back. She'd unwittingly picked a cubicle with no lock.
Polly!
It was Alicia. Polly had been in the toilet for the last half hour, while Alicia sat in the bar waiting for her. The door pushed into her back again. She stood firm.
Please leave me alone,
she whispered, barely audible, through gritted teeth. They were in a bar on Chancery Lane. It was high end. Abstract art, thick glass panelled walls and blue tint lighting. They'd chosen a table at the back and ordered a jug of mojito to share. Polly hadn't been enjoying the evening. Not the fault of Alicia, her drinking companion. She was just too preoccupied with thoughts of what she wished she'd been doing. Polly had only known Alicia for a couple of weeks. She was the new receptionist at work. The role suited her. She lifted the mood in the otherwise stagnant office. Polly would often find herself tittering behind her laptop while Alicia batted off advances from the mostly middle-aged men in the office, using her quick wit, dressed up in her South London accent. They flocked to her. She was impossible to miss. Today she was wearing a tight black pencil skirt and a neon pink bustier top, so small that every time she leant forward, her breasts bubbled over.
So, hun, Alicia had said after the third jug of cocktails had arrived. I've been chatting for ages. How's you?
She was right. She'd been talking solidly for the last few hours, but Polly didn't mind. She wasn't in the mood to talk. She was just entering the tired phase of being drunk on an empty stomach.
Fine, she replied. She could have said more, but hoped she wouldn't have to. Just fine. There must be more going on than just fine.
Polly looked at Alicia. She was beaming at her expectantly.
Oh, you know, the usual. Just the usual.
She tried to shrug her shoulders, but her entire body felt like a dead weight.
How's your fella? Oliver. That's his name, right?
Polly gave a single nod.
What does he do again?
Orthopaedic surgeon.
Sweet,
Alicia said, her eyes suddenly wide and shining.
You bagged yourself a doctor.
Lucky lady. He got any cute doctor friends? Polly smiled, but didn't bother to answer.
You guys been together long?
3 years to the day, Polly replied with a snort.
It's your anniversary. Today.
Polly nodded.
What the hell are you doing here, getting drunk with me?
Polly slumped down deeper into her seat and started flicking the straw in her cocktail glass.
Oh, said Alicia. We never said we'd make a big deal of it, said Polly, suddenly defensive.
But she had been hopeful. Unfortunately, no big surprise had materialized. She'd seen Oliver briefly that morning. He'd left barely the impression of a kiss on her forehead as he ran out of the door, saying he was due in surgery all day and not to wait up.